The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
50. That's G O O D to 85850.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. On most Mondays at this time here on the show, we talk with folks from 21 Wilberforce as together we seek to inform and raise awareness of religious persecution, human rights abuses around the world. And if you heard us last Monday, you may remember we had the privilege of speaking briefly with Archbishop Kwasi and his wife, Dr. Gloria Kwasi. He, the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Jos, Nigeria, and also General Secretary of an organization, the acronym of which is GAFCON, G-A-F-C-O-N, GAFCON, Global Anglican Future Conference. And it's described as a global family of authentic Anglicans standing together to retain and restore the Bible to the heart of the Anglican Communion. Our mission is to guard the unchanging, transforming gospel of Jesus Christ and to proclaim him to the world. And the Kwasis were in Dallas, Texas, to receive the second annual Frank Wolf Freedom Award for 2019. I say that to say this. Right now, we're honored with a friend of theirs. We want to welcome Grace to the program to talk with us for a few minutes about GAFCON's relatively new effort called the Suffering Network. And Grace, it's an honor to have you on the show. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Would you tell us a little bit about the Suffering Network itself? As I understand, tell us what its purpose and focus and glow and desire is to accomplish.
The Suffering Church Network seeks to draw together and to highlight the stories of those believers, those around the world who are willing to, who recognize Jesus' call in Matthew 16, that whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Today, in the 21st century, persecution seems like a bad word, but that's part of the journey of following Jesus. And more than 250 million believers around the world, and that's an alarming figure, but that is almost the number of people who face ongoing suffering for the sake of the gospel that they have chosen to proclaim as their faith.
Now,
and so the Suffering Church Network is designed to connect and advocate for those who are suffering.
Can you focus in, because we do talk about it, as I said at the outset, every week on this show, we focus in on some area of the persecuted church that needs our prayers and our advocacy. Can you tell us what you know about this, perhaps firsthand, what you know about some of the areas that really are in trouble and need us right now?
Well, we really do need you to be praying for the countries, especially those that are in the Middle East, in South Asia, Southwest Asia very specifically. Countries which perhaps are not even known to have a Christian presence, but the prayers of Christians around the world are coveted at this time. As I said earlier, there's almost this sense that persecution is something to be eradicated. When we are asking you to pray for us, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it's in South Asia, whether it's India, whether it's countries like Syria, whether it's in Africa, we are asking you to pray for God to give resilience and strength and courage. We are asking for the church to be able to stand together in the midst of this suffering. We are not afraid of the suffering. What we are afraid of is the silencing of the story of persecuted Christians.
That's powerful.
It is and that is a very important narrative. It's not irrelevant to the story of believers in the Freer Church. I use Freer deliberately. But it is an important part of the story that will feed and nurture and nourish the global church at a time when Christians are being called to make very serious decisions about how they're going to hold firm to the Orthodox faith.
I couldn't agree with you more. I often say on this program that there's not two churches. There's one church. It's not them and us. Mm-hmm. It's us together. And the scripture is quite clear in that we need to understand the oneness that we have in Christ. And if one brother suffers, if one part of the church suffers, the whole church should be feeling the pain of it in some way and be advocating as well. And I also say, Grace, that we should advocate in two directions, one before the throne of God. Of course, that's where it starts. But talk about the importance in addition to what I'll call earthly advocacy, horizontal here on the earth, some voices that can be raised with governments and so forth. Tell us, how important is that?
It's critically important. And as you said, it's vertical and horizontal. It starts vertically and then the Spirit of God gives wisdom and direction on how to channel those horizontal networks and connections. The important, really important areas that we feel that need to be highlighted are literacy, education, healthcare. Christians very often are denied these very basic rights, these very basic everyday requirements to be to experience what Jesus promises in John 10:10, abundant life, to be able to access rights for education and thereby hope for a better future for the next generation of Christians and the church in these countries. However, that's often exactly the place where the hindrances and the restrictions come. When Christians are unable to access education or healthcare, or even to afford education and healthcare, they are marginalized at times of natural disaster. They are marginalized and discriminated against in everyday living. And so advocacy, when we talk about horizontal advocacy, we're really asking for people to, we're asking for greater, to raise the awareness of the challenges that go with this, the dangers and the risks to Christians if they are not equipped with education and healthy living.
Final question, how can folks get more information and partner with the Suffering Church Network?
Through the prayer network that is also part of GAFCON's networks, through staying closely aware with the latest news and events that are going on in parts of the world where persecution is heightened, and keeping abreast on those issues, being part of the narrative, not just watching it from a distance, but actually really taking an interest, doing the research, finding out, following the news streams on the various, there's access through the GAFCON Facebook pages, the GAFCON networks, prayer groups, and we are building over the next 2 years. We hope to build a greater stream of information and research, bringing you credible news. One of the important things is to always make sure that the news is credible, bring you the truth, bring you the facts as they happen, so that you can be praying for those who are forced to convert, those who are forced to leave, to turn their backs on Jesus at risk of their families being killed, those who are forced to make decisions that are that compromise their faith just because the Christian faith is hated in those parts of the world.
It's an honor to talk with you, Grace. We'll continue to encourage folks to do what you've said, and I'll give a website as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for this.
Again, I want to give you that information as to how you can find more about GAFCON. Website is gafcon.org/networks/suffering-church. But I'm sure if you just go to gafcon.org, you can find information there as well about the Suffering Network.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds. And the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
A new ulcerative colitis study is enrolling in your area. Are you like us? We are roughly a million people with ulcerative colitis who suffer flare-ups, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and cramping. Are these UC symptoms impacting your daily life? If so, a new investigational medication is being evaluated to target the underlying causes of UC symptoms. Doctors in our area need volunteers for this important research study. To qualify, you must be at least 18 years old and have not been helped by previous or current treatments. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and medication at no cost. You can live beyond ulcerative colitis. Find out today if you qualify. Call 1-888-388-1653 or visit researchuc.com. That's 1-888-388-1653 or visit researchuc.com. 1-888-388-1653 or researchuc.com.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Hey, have you ever felt as though the prayers you've prayed are just way too small and inadequate for the needs and the problems you're facing and trying to deal with? Well, if you feel that way or ever have, you want to stay with me for a few minutes because I'm going to talk with Julia Sadler, author of the powerful new book, Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has for You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. Now, Julia is a reality star of TLC's Rattled. She's a woman who, after suffering 3 miscarriages in 1 year, has, along with her husband Ryan, seen God do an incredible thing in the midst of all their heartbreak and their pain, and bless them with not just 1 or 2 children, but with triplets. And theirs is a story of faith and prayer and evangelism in the midst of that heartache. That's why she wrote the book, Pray Big Things. That's what it's all about. By the way, she's also a licensed and professional counselor and the girls' ministry director at the 13,000-member First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, regular conference speaker, host of the Julia Sadler Show. And Julia, it's an honor to welcome you, especially because so often I've had the honor of welcoming your dad, Dr. Robert Jeffress, to this show. So I was looking forward to this chance to chat with you as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, you start by talking about borrowed prayers. I love some of the thoughts that you're sharing. When did you realize that that's what you were doing, living on borrowed prayers? What do you mean by that? And how many of us probably are guilty of that?
Yes. So I did not set out to write a prayer book. I actually was contracted for some other books, but then had this happen in our life. And whenever I started looking at prayer and as someone who has been a Christian since she was 4, I really just was trying to be as honest as I could in this book. And so I tell the readers, and people know this, who've heard me speak, but I just really thought prayer was kind of boring. I mean, I knew it was something I needed to do. I knew it was something I was supposed to do, but it wasn't something that I personally was super excited about until we just faced this incredible time of challenge and also blessing in our life. And so whenever I sat down to write the book, just thinking about how for so long I had benefited, and I talk about in the book, from other people's knee work, in quotations, and just as someone who has had parents who have prayed for her and church members that have prayed for me, but realizing there has to come a time in our life where we realize we're responsible for praying for our family, our future, and our faith. And so that's the idea behind borrowed prayers, is moving into that place of you being spiritually responsible for asking God for the things you want and the things you need.
When did it all start for you, when you started this idea of, I got to pray some big things? Was it with all these miscarriages?
No, it wasn't. So actually, 4 years ago, my husband Ryan and I, it was on New Year's Eve, and we felt the pressure to come up with New Year's resolutions. And we just both looked at each other and we said, you know what? We want more. We want more out of our relationship with God. We want more in our faith. We want to see God do these things that he says he'll do in scripture. And so we just decided, we didn't tell anyone. We just together sat down and made a list of 20 things we were going to pray until they happened or until God said no. And they were super specific. And so the only rule we made was we weren't going to be embarrassed to ask God for anything. And so it was just limitless. If we could have anything we wanted for our faith, for our family, for our future, what would we ask him? And so we agreed upon 20 prayers. And on that list were multiples, 3 children. I had a family member struggling with substance abuse, and so we put that on there. And whenever we started entering this incredible prayer journey, we didn't know we were also entering an incredible time of testing. And so once we started praying, we definitely saw God work, but then we started experiencing the miscarriages.
That is, I think, a very important point you just made quickly there, and that is when we pray, even the big prayers, or maybe especially the big ones, we may think it's all going to be clear sailing, but often that's when the adversity comes in,
right,
as a challenge to our faith to see if we're going to persevere.
Right. Yes. And, you know, we overnight were just thrust into the subculture, Christians and non-Christians, is 6.1 million American women who are struggling with infertility. And so, you know, even though, I mean, I've just felt like God told us this, you know, this struggle surprised us, but it doesn't surprise him. And so we kept asking, show us why we're here. We know you have a plan, but we really did have incredible times of discouragement. And so to the point where the third miscarriage was while I was speaking at a women's conference on why God allows suffering. So it was just so unreal, but it was also impossible to miss that every loss we were experiencing coincided with a huge spiritual milestone. And so we really had the choice if we were going to give up or if we were going to believe that God is who he says he is. And so then we did, of course, get pregnant with the triplets, and we thought we were in the clear, but then ended up having some very scary moments there as well.
I'm talking with Julia Jeffers Sadler. She is a very gifted, multi-talented woman who is serving the Lord in a number of different ways. She's reality star from TLC's Rattled and much more to her credit, but we're really focusing on her book, Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has for You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. And I've gotten a couple of copies already on Amazon. You can get them there or elsewhere. Share them with friends. But years ago I heard a saying I've quoted often, Julia, never pray a prayer you're not willing to be at least part of the answer to. And you say that when we pray about situations, there may be some action we need to take as well, right? Talk about that.
Yes. So we, even though we were praying big prayers, we're praying for three children, we're praying for multiples, we did decide to go see a doctor, see a fertility doctor, and sometimes it's kind of a taboo topic for Christians, and that's a huge question that I get from a lot of Christian women is, well, how do you reconcile going and seeing a fertility doctor? And reconcile it with just the fact that we're not powerful enough to play God, because that's what people say a lot. They're like, well, isn't that playing God? Well, no, like, we don't have that ability. And so if you're talking about seeking wise counsel, to us, there is nothing pro-life or pro-anything good about continually losing babies and pregnancies. And so we did go see a doctor. But the book, Pray Big Things, isn't just our story. It also helps readers practically look at how can they reclaim those dreams they've had? How can they pray big? How can they really put into practice the promises and ask God for the promises that are in Scripture that he says are for us? It's based on James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. And of course, more goes into it than that, but this book looks very, very realistically at what do you do whenever God says no? What do you do whenever you're anxious? What do you do whenever you don't feel like praying big after continually hitting roadblocks? And so while it is our story, it also is just about the miracle God wants to do in everyone's life.
You also say in the book, dreaming is good, working is godly, but while working to get the mountaintop of whatever we have decided is our ultimate goal, we must be able to live in the valley of waiting. We must celebrate Absolutely. Right where we are. Elaborate on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so when we found out we're pregnant with the triplets, we just thought, oh, okay, what a great story. Like, we're in the home run, like, we're doing, you know. And then at 22 weeks, we ended up, I went into preterm labor, and the neonatologist comes in and says, hey, I'm so sorry, but the babies are going to be born blind, deaf, with brain bleeds, or not survive at all if they're born right now. And I heard in my spirit God just saying no, like, that is not what's going to happen. But that began 49 days of hospital bed rest and staring out a window, not knowing what the future held. And so I begged God to show me why I was there. Again, that I knew it didn't surprise him, but I needed to find purpose. And so that is something that's in Pray Big Things, the book, is just how can we find our purpose even in seasons that we wouldn't have chosen, and struggles we wouldn't have chosen, because God does have a reason we're there. And so for me, I had lots of people I was able to minister to in the hospital, which was an incredible opportunity I wouldn't have had if we had not been in such a dire situation. But yeah, we pray big while figuring out, what does God have for me today in this situation, in infertility, in singleness, in high school, in a job that I don't necessarily want to be in? And so that's a big part of the book.
Final question. There are many more we could ask, but for sake of time, how has this new concept of praying big affected your marriage to Ryan and with each other?
Yes. So infertility is something that therapists say is one of the hardest things on marriage. And after, you know, we met in junior high, we've been together for a long time. But the idea of just praying big and the practice, more than the idea, the practice of praying big is a way to open your heart to God while also opening your heart to your spouse. And so no matter the struggle, no matter the situation, you can stay close to God and to your spouse by praying big things together.
Great to talk with you about it. I look forward to finishing the book myself. I think I gave my copy away to somebody else already, but it's a good book, encouraging and challenging. Thank you for sharing it with us and writing it and talking about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Julia Sadler, and the book is called Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has for You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. And you can get a copy, of course, at your usual sources. Praying Big Things. Pray Big Things. That's the primary title.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Oscar Isaac voices Gomez in the Addams Family and is confident that fans old and new will love it.
I'm so excited for fans of the original comics, fans of the movies, fans of the TV show. Everyone's going to get a bit of what they've loved about the Addams over the years. And I think it's just going to not only bring in the fans of the original, but also make a lot of new ones.
The Addams Family, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house, even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days, or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
We have typical delays northbound on the George Washington Parkway, where the right lane is closed between Turkey Run Park and the Beltway. Unusual delays southbound on the GW Parkway, though. It is very heavy from the CIA to the 14th Street Bridge. Northbound on DC 295, you're in delays from Pennsylvania Avenue to Eastern Avenue, and southbound between Benning Road and Pennsylvania Avenue. This report is sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Prime members save on organic seedless grapes at Whole Foods Market right now. Just $2.49 per pound through October 15th while supplies last. Find all your Prime member deals on the Whole Foods Market app. I'm Taylor Shea. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a couple of showers, low 61. Tomorrow, considerable cloudiness, not as warm as today. Rain at times, high 70. Clouds and showers tomorrow night. Any shower can be heavy late tonight, low 58. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, some more showers. Again, perhaps a heavy shower too early Wednesday, high 70. Pleasant Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, high 67. The Aki with a forecast. Hi, Bob Larson.
Good time to say some thank yous to a few folks. Linda in Martinsburg, West Virginia, thank you for that gift of $20. Of course, that's four more Bibles added to the tally. Patty in Sterling, Virginia, $10 for another two Bibles. An anonymous donor from Upper Marlboro, $30 for six more Bibles. So if you total that up, of course, quickly, 12 Bibles, but then all of those have been doubled twice. So that means just in that brief period of time in the last hour, 36 more Bibles were provided. It's a perfect time for you to make your call and make your gift. We still have the better part of about 2,400 available of the Passport Auto Group matching funds that will double your gift once. And then, of course, they're doubled again also by the Bible League as long as they're matching funds at the national level remain in place, and we'll let you know when they have been used, but right now both are still available.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
We know how troubled the Middle East is, and in fact, headed to Syria, such a great area of brokenness and pain and need. And this brother is saying, we are headed there. We need your help. We need your financial support. And as a matter of fact, we need Bibles to take with us into that region. He also talks about a pastor who was really in crisis.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he's choose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
You know, many of us read the scriptures from our comfort zones here in the United States. And again, I don't begrudge that. I thank God for our freedoms and our relative safety as Christians compared to our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world. But you know, when I read such things as Mark 10, where Jesus said, truly, as honestly, I think it's fair to paraphrase that. He's saying, as honestly, as clearly, as exactly as I can tell you, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then he inserts, along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, we like most of that. But that little phrase in the middle, along with persecutions, kind of makes us uncomfortable. Just almost a visceral reaction. It's just, none of us want suffering. I remember college president, the first one in my first year, telling us students when he taught about carrying the cross, following Christ in obedience. He said, don't go looking for the cross. Don't go hunting for the cross. It'll come to you. But when it comes to you, don't hold back on picking it up and carrying it. And this is Jesus is simply saying the same. In fact, we know in other places, he said, unless you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross just once, no, every single day of your life, you can't be my disciple. I've often thought that's not a proscription that he won't give us permission to be his disciples. He's simply saying that's how it works. Unless you're willing to deny everything and follow me and pick your cross up, which means put the death across whatever it is in your life that is inhibiting you from following the Lord fully. He says it's not possible. It just won't work. You can't be my disciple in that sense, in that case. So what we're encouraging you to do is really kind of pick the cross up, if you will, in the form of these Bibles, standing with your brothers and sisters around the world. I have no doubt many of you, if the Lord really came and called you and said, I want you to go to fill in the blank, such and such a country, and I want you to stand with those brothers and sisters, I mean physically stand with them, you would do it because you love the Lord and you love His Word and you love the kingdom of God that is being built. You want to see people come to faith. But it's not as difficult as that in this case. The voice, I think, of the Holy Spirit here is saying, would you stand with our brothers and sisters by giving them some Bibles? Now, that, in my mind, that's getting off easy, and I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying, and you know how I mean it. I often call that lifting the light end of the log. Because my brothers and sisters suffering for their faith, pastors putting their lives in danger to follow the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel and carry these Bibles into these areas, they're the ones that are under great risk. The easy part is for you and me to pick the phone up and or go online, whichever, and say, hey, I can at least give some Bibles. I can at least team up with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ and put the Word of God in their hands, as much of it or as many copies of it as I can. And I've said it several times, but if you'd like to give a larger gift, but you can't do it all at once, Bible League will be happy to work with you. You can give $50 a month for 12 months, and in the end, you've given quite a gift. You can give $100 a month, perhaps, for 12 months. There again, maximizing the impact of what you can't do all at once, but you could certainly do over a period of time. Excuse me. So we're going to take a break. Good time for you to go to the phone. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. $50 buys 10. Of course, $25 buys 5. $100 buys 20 and so forth. And then there's the double matching effect going on right now to double your gift twice. But the number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com.
Hey, it's Ryan, and our mortgage team paid for 60 seconds here to try to tell you our story. Well, more like 56 seconds, because they make all mortgage people put a tag on the end. But you get the point. Usually, we just share things that happen to us in real life. But one thing my dad taught me long ago, sometimes you just got to say the thing straight. So here's what we'd love for you to hear. One, our faith is really important to us, and it's why we're committed to talking to you, WAVA listeners. Two, my dad and I both grew up in the mortgage business, but getting to start this company together has been the coolest thing we've ever done. Three, while we are a smaller family-run team, we're lucky to be an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender and often save you money. And finally, we hope you'll think about us if you ever need a refinance, cash out refinance, or are buying a new home. We are United Faith Mortgage, and our 56 seconds are up.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss. because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This week on Discover the Word, a different way of thinking about holy, holy, holy.
Those three words really are an expression of the entire story of the gospel. God is holy. We are filled with holes, but he can make us whole again.
Yeah, be part of the group for some memorable conversations called Holy, Holy, Holy this week on Discover the Word.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
This is Dennis Prager. I know a fair amount about male-female relationships, so when I tell you about this man, you can count on what I say. Dr. James Dobson is a gem in this arena. Listen to his program, Family Talk, on this station, and you'll learn how to be a better spouse and a better parent.
Be sure to tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday night, Monday through Friday, at 6:30 p.m., right here on 105.1 FM WAVA, life-changing talk radio.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
We know how troubled the Middle East is, and in fact, headed to Syria, such a great area of brokenness and pain and need. And this brother is saying, we are headed there. We need your help. We need your financial support. And as a matter of fact, we need Bibles to take with us into that region. He also talks about a pastor who was really in crisis.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he chose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
You know, many of us read the scriptures from our comfort zones here in the United States. And again, I don't begrudge that. I thank God for our freedoms and our relative safety as Christians compared to our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world. But you know, when I read such things as Mark 10, where Jesus said, truly, as honestly, I think it's fair to paraphrase that. He's saying, as honestly, as clearly, as exactly as I can tell you, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then he inserts, along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, we like most of that. But that little phrase in the middle, along with persecutions, kind of makes us uncomfortable, just almost a visceral reaction. It's just none of us want suffering. I remember college president, the first one in my first year, telling us students when he taught about carrying the cross, following Christ in obedience. He said, don't go looking for the cross. Don't go hunting for the cross. It'll come to you. But when it comes to you, don't hold back on picking it up and carrying it. And this is Jesus is simply saying the same. In fact, we know in other places he said, unless you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross just once, no, every single day of your life, you can't be my disciple. I've often thought that's not a proscription, that he won't give us permission to be his disciples. He's simply saying that's how it works. Unless you're willing to deny everything and follow me and pick your cross up, which means put the death across whatever it is in your life that is inhibiting you from following the Lord fully, he says it's not possible. It just won't work. You can't be my disciple in that sense, in that case. So what we're encouraging you to do is really kind of pick the cross up, if you will, in the form of these Bibles, standing with your brothers and sisters around the world. I have no doubt many of you, if the Lord really came and called you and said, I want you to go to fill in the blank, such and such a country, and I want you to stand with those brothers and sisters, I mean physically stand with them, you would do it because you love the Lord and you love his word and you love the kingdom of God that is being built. You want to see people come to faith. But it's not as difficult as that in this case. The voice, I think, of the Holy Spirit here is saying, would you stand with our brothers and sisters by giving them some Bibles? Now, that, in my mind, that's getting off easy, and I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying, and you know how I mean it. I often call that lifting the light end of the log, because my brothers and sisters suffering for their faith, pastors putting their lives in danger to follow the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel and carry these Bibles into these areas, they're the ones that are under great risk. The easy part is for you and me to pick the phone up and or go online, whichever, and say, hey, I can at least give some Bibles. I can at least team up with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ and put the Word of God in their hands, as much of it or as many copies of it as I can. And I've said it several times, but if you'd like to give a larger gift, but you can't do it all at once, Bible League will be happy to work with you. You can give $50 a month for 12 months, and in the end, you've given quite a gift. You can give $100 a month, perhaps, for 12 months. There again, maximizing the impact of what you can't do all at once, but you could certainly do over a period of time. So we're going to take a break. Good time for you to go to the phone. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. $50 buys 10. Of course, $25 buys 5. $100 buys 20 and so forth. And then there's the double matching effect going on right now to double your gift twice. But the number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
If you could ease the suffering of a persecuted Christian right now, would you? Hi, Don Crow here with WAVA, and I know you would. Hebrews 13:3 urges us to remember those who are mistreated. noting that when the body of Christ anywhere suffers, we suffer together. These believers live where evangelism is criminalized, where churches are burned, and where Bibles are scarce. They need the hope found only in God's Word, and your gift today lets them know they're not forgotten. For only $5, a believer like Anna in Africa will receive a Bible, be discipled in her new faith, and trained to share Christ. $35 sends 7 Bibles. And a limited-time Bible for Bible match will help us meet our goal of sending the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Become a Bible sender today by calling 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or, if you prefer, you can go online to our website, wava.com, and click on the Bible League banner.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Never let your feelings sit in judgment over your faith.
Dr. Tony Evans says no matter what your emotions are telling you, the Lord is still in control.
I don't care what crisis you are now going through, you're not the first one God has had to address.
It's a look at the upside of downtimes, focusing on how God gets his people to reach out for revival. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM, WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
The thing they did to him is there's a top stakes, and there's a top stake he and put on his head and asked him to face the wall, and they strike him. They used elbow, and hit his chest and his back. And it was very painful. He said he lay in bed. Afterwards, he lay in bed for 3 days that he could not get up. But he said at that time it was very, very hard, very hard on him. But the miracle thing was the guy who beat him became a Christian afterwards. So he said the suffering is really, really hard. But the fruit is sweet. It's a joy, joy of God.
That's incredible. I'm sure you heard what she said. That is a woman by the name of Nguyen in China, and she's talking about a Chinese pastor's suffering, probably her husband. I don't know for sure, but that is what believers are going through just for the sake of the gospel and just to be able to share the good news of the gospel with as many people as they possibly can. Many of you remember the great Chinese leaders of old and how they were so persecuted. Growing up, I remember reading about their stories and how they were in prison time and time and time again, and it's still happening now. And that's just one area. But what the call is with the Bible League is, would you come alongside and stand with them? Would you give Bibles? Would you give as many Bibles as you're able to give so that they can continue the work of God? Of course, pray for them. I often pray for the suffering church and pray, Lord, give them courage. Give them courage to stand for their faith. Give them protection. If you can keep them out of danger and keep them from being persecuted or captured, that's a legitimate prayer as well. Paul at times fled his persecutors. He didn't stay around to suffer for suffering's sake. He tried to get away from it as often as he could to live and preach another day. But in the end, they need Bibles as well. They need resources to preach God's Word. So would you go to the phone and make your call and your gift now? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com, online at FamilyTalkToday.com. Thank you so much for what you're going to do and what you've done already. God bless you.
Life-changing talk radio, worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.